Rayner, and I'm here with Brittany Wagner. How are you, Brittany?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And we want to welcome you to the Dare to Believe podcast. We would like to talk to you about dreams today and interpret a dream for you. We just love doing dream interpretation at Dare to Believe. And if someone has a dream and they'd like us to interpret their dream, want to tell them what they do?
Yes, you just go to our website. So it's www.dtbmn.org/dreams. And that's where you're going to be able to get access to the submission form for submitting a dream for interpretation. There's also a great class that's there that's called Understanding Your Dreams that Christy teaches, where you can learn how to interpret your own dreams.
Mm-hmm. So if you put a dream there, we have a team of dream interpreters that will interpret it and get back to you. And we try to do it as fast as we can, but we're volunteer dream interpreters. So you'll get it as soon as we can get it to you. Mm-hmm. And if you've got questions, you can ask us. But we encourage you to send your dreams to us and maybe try to interpret yourself, then send it in and see what we get for your dream.
Yeah.
But I have a dream that someone shared with me that really would be a cool dream because it's filled with really very good metaphor, but also has to do with different parts of the body and what they represent.
Awesome.
So that's one of the really interesting things about dreams, because God talks through everything. I mean, metaphor is a big part of dreams. Light and color is a big part of dreams. But what part of your body is being emphasized in the dream is important. You know, mm-hmm. people in the dream, it's sometimes dreams can be like cartoons, you know, and ears can get really big. And what God's telling you when ears are getting really big is that people are growing in the gift of being able to hear the Lord. When someone's nose gets really big, your nose is what smells, what's good, what's bad. You know, if food's good or bad, you know because of your nose. And so your nose represents discernment. So if the nose is getting really big in a dream, it's not that you're being Pinocchio, although if it's actually Pinocchio, you might want to pay attention to that. But usually if someone's dream or nose is getting really big in a dream, it means that their discernment is growing. But other things like hands. Do you want to talk about what they mean? You want me to talk about what they mean? Hands are what connects you with other people. Like if I'm going to meet Brittany, I would shake her hand, you know, or if I'm going to, I want to walk with her, I might hold her hand. That's when we connect with people, is through hands. Hands is how we touch people, how we care for people. So hands often represent relationships. Wrists are that connecting point in relationships. Shoulders are where you bear weight. And on things that you hold weight on your shoulders, you carry things on your shoulders. Your feet and your legs and your thighs, those are parts of you that take you places. Your feet are generally represent wherever scripture tells us that wherever feet tread, that the Lord has given us the territory, and that the people of God have the shoes of peace. And so we want those are generally what things mean, but you know. Metaphor changes and metaphor is flexible in dreams. It doesn't always mean the same thing, but that's a generality. And so this dream had some really interesting use of anatomy. So let me just tell you the dream and maybe you can repeat it back to me. It's always helpful, I think, to repeat a dream back because it helps you to get it into your mind's eye and to kind of see and discern the dream a little bit more. So the dream was a guy's dream, and he was when he started the dream, he looked down at his left forearm. And so in his left forearm, he saw that there was something underneath the surface, like a big sliver or something. So he took a blade, like a razor blade, and he cut open, and he was kind of go, oh, that's gory, but he cut open his arm and he pulled this thing out, and right away the arm healed up and it wasn't painful for him. And so that tells you something. And he held this thing up and he said it popped open, kind of like it had been compressed in there. It popped open and it was this little perfectly formed grapevine with grapes on it. Everything was perfectly formed, but it just like popped open and he knew what to do right away. He took it and he grafted it onto his right wrist and it grew on his right wrist. And that was the end of the dream. It's kind of a weird dream,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, kind of like one of those that one of the prophets would have in the Old Testament.
Exactly.
Interesting dream.
Yes.
Yeah. So you want to say it back to me?
So this man looked down on his arm. He looked at his left forearm and he saw something here. It was like a twig or a branch or
a sliver,
something. A sliver.
A sliver underneath
kind
the skin.
Okay. And so he took a knife and he cut into
a razor
skin, a razor blade, and he pulled out what was underneath the skin. It didn't hurt him at all. And it healed back right away. Mm-hmm. And then when he pulled this thing out, it actually popped open and became a grapevine with grapes on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw it and knew that he would graft it then on his right,
his right wrist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's just a kind of a weird dream.
Yeah. That's one that would be, stop me and go, hey, this is interesting.
So it was full color and he felt good about everything. He was surprised it didn't hurt, but it healed up right away. And so what you need to know is, again, different body parts. So the left forearm, the outside of your arm is more public. The inside is a little more private. And that's where what you might hold close to your heart, close to yourself. And so that's kind of a private part of him that people might not know much about. And it's on the left side. So your left side is generally what you are born with, a gift you are born with, you're created to do. The right side is generally what you're breaking through in. So it's not a breakthrough thing. This is something he's born to do. And it's in a private part of his arm, you know, private part of who he is and where his strength is. And so as he cuts that open, the fact that, you know, it didn't take much and it didn't hurt him and there's no blood and gore, it just healed right back up. So it takes it out. So it's something that's been there all along, something that has grown in him, something that he was gifted with just from creation, from who he was, probably a family line blessing is what he's created with. And so then, so that he put it on his right wrist is interesting because that's your breakthrough side, right? Mm-hmm. So breakthrough, and it's not on his hand, and this wasn't on his hand, but it's on his wrist, which is your connecting point through what you're strong in and what your the relationships with people. So there's this thing that is he's born with, but it's just compressed and stuck in there, that the Lord's saying now's the time. You get to open it up and pull it out, you know, and it's fruitful. It just pops out and it's beautifully formed, and it's a grapevine that's bearing fruit. So it is a good, healthy grapevine bearing fruit. And he attaches it and grafts it into his right wrist, which is what connects with relationships. So it's time to put that gifting that he has come by just by birth, a generational blessing, that to be fruitful and to bear good spiritual fruit, and graft that into his strength in relationships that he's breaking through. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a good dream?
Yeah, that's a good dream. And being connected to the vine, right? We know
right.
the verse about being connected to the vine. I think that's
right.
So beautiful.
And so that's always been there, mm-hmm. always been available to him, but he probably wasn't raised to know how to use that gifting. He wasn't raised to appreciate what that meant,
yeah.
but now he does. And
just
now
under
it's
the
time.
Surface.
Just under the, yeah, that's good. That's good. So yeah, that's one where we'd say, yeah, it's a good dream and it's about you.
Yeah.
And it's about bringing blessings into the relationships in that you're breaking through and grafting on to, yeah, good things in your life.
Well, and that sounds like one that you would maybe wake up and go, there's some meaning to this, you know, and I think that's a difference of how you tell whether or not it's an important dream or just maybe something that you're dreaming to kind of flush out through your soul, because you can have different types of dreams.
Right.
And some are God-given dreams, and then other dreams are not necessarily, don't necessarily carry as much weight as other dreams.
Right. They're not from the Lord trying to tell you information. It's just you're processing life. You're getting rid of things. You're dealing with some different things. It can even be chemicals. If you've taken medications for any reason or drugs for any reason, can affect your dreams. But when a dream's like that, you know, okay, this is weird. This is the Lord, and it's really strong. So pay attention.
That's a good dream. And so again, if you want more information about dreams or even submit a dream interpretation request, that's www.dtbmn.org/dreams.
Yeah. And I'm Christy Grainer. I'm here with Brittany Wagner, and we're with Dare to Believe Ministries. Thanks for joining us.